Hello, everybody. Welcome to this, the 200th episode of Rums Over Baghdad. I'm, as always, your host, Albie. Welcome. It is May 31st, 2020, and I am, for lack of a better term, very formal today. Joining me, all the way from sunny England, as always, DJ.
It's pretty dark now. It's still like visibility outside, but no, it's mostly sunset, which makes sense considering it's like 9:40.
Okay. Cool. Seems time zones, they don't make any sense. Right, coming from sunny Texas, Mary.
Hey, yeah, it actually, it's not that sunny. It's kind of overcast. Okay. I don't know. I bet it's still 90 outside, though. Blah.
How about you, Jake, from sunny Oregon?
We've had thunderstorms and shit, so it's actually kind of cold here.
Okay.
Like, it's like 60-something outside. 62 or 3.
It was like 90 degrees.
Nuts. Yeah, it was super hot the other day. And then all of a sudden it stopped.
It was like, oh my God. All over. I don't know what happened. It was on the news, but it was like, everything's a million degrees. And then everything is like 40 degrees tonight. And I just don't understand.
We had our thunderstorm we had yesterday, the sky was green before it. Like, that's how bad it was. It was real bad. I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, I didn't even know about it until people were like, wow, the sky was green. And I was like, yeah, I mean, it's just a storm. But no, apparently that's a thing. Like, it turns green
for
like tornadoes and like really big thunderstorms.
Huh.
Sailor's delight.
I just didn't notice because like right in the middle of it.
Right. Is it the morning or the night?
No, it was middle of the day. Had a bunch of hail and stuff too, but they're a little tiny ones. The last time we got like a lot of really big damaging hail was probably like almost over 10 years ago, probably. That fucked everything up in towns, like busted windows, everybody's cars were fucked up.
Nice.
So I heard about this type of rain precipitation that I had never heard of before, and I'm trying to figure out what it was, but it was like, they said some kind of like, it started with the letter P, and I had never heard of it before. I'm trying to figure out what it was. It was on our local news station. It was like, rain turning over into the P word, into like hail or whatever. I had no idea what it was. I had no idea. I still don't. I can't find it. I don't even know what I would search to find it. Precipitation type.
Are you sure it wasn't Growple? Because we've had
Growple. What the hell is a Growple?
I knew no it. Idea P.
It's not P at all. There's a don't P worry in about it.
But
Growple. Okay, that's fair. Listen.
Yeah, when it snows here, that's basically closer to what it actually is. We did have for real snow this winter, but yeah, it's normally like this snow hail type shit. Instead
the
of real.
Fuck is a Growple?
It's like little bitty hail that makes it. It's so small, it looks kind of like snow, basically.
Yeah, these were very clearly hailstones, but they were like maybe a size like a quarter, like a nickel.
Well, now I'm looking this up and I'm just getting pictures of Growlithe from a classic video game that I beat last week, Pokemon the Shield. That's all I'm.
The Shield.
Pokemon, The Shield. It's just a weird spin-off genre mix of Pokemon and the TV show The Shield. Tell me that wouldn't be a good show.
Which Pokemon is Roman Reigns?
Okay. Oh, not, you're going that direction. Okay. Pokemon Reigns.
I don't know. What's one that nobody likes?
Wow.
That they push for no reason.
Yep.
The one that nobody likes.
Pikachu, probably. Which one is Seth Rollins? Is probably a snake, the snake one. Ekans?
Ekans?
Okay. Arbok is the evolved one.
Yeah, the evolved. Yeah, he can be Arbok.
Who's the Viper? Wouldn't that be the snake?
That's Randy Orton.
That's Randy Orton. Yeah, Randy Orton. Not part of the Shield.
No.
I feel like Reigns is Machamp, right? Or something like that? Like,
sure, Machamp. Yes, yeah.
Sure.
Machamp.
Machamp, because he's always going to be the champ. He's always the champ, no matter what you do.
He's Machamp. Despite everyone's best efforts.
Yep.
Yep. Despite everybody saying, please don't make him the champ, he's the champ. And then Seth Rollins. Yeah, I could see that. Who's the final member of the Shield?
It's
What are you saying? There's only two members of the Shield.
Yeah. I fully forgot his name.
Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose. That's his WWE name. What's his current AEW name? I forget it already.
He went back to his old one, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh,
John Moxley.
Moxley. That's it.
I don't know how I remember this shit.
You remember it more than me. Great. Yeah, the new
wrestler
person.
Yeah, and you watch way more than I do.
John Moxley is a name of, like, some shitty lawyer that advertises on TV to me.
Guaranteed.
Yeah. He's like he's like a boss from BioShock Infinite.
Okay. Oh, man. I did not know he went to... I gotta fucking watch AEW, I guess, at
some
point.
Good stuff.
Didn't he start?
Really,
he started on CZW, right?
Yes.
This is CZW.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he got big at CZW, let's say. Yeah. Yes. I'm sure he was in, like, a bunch of bum-ass Ohio local shows before he got into CZW.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out who would be Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, that's toughy.
Maybe. What's his
scrapper
stick?
Guy?
What's his?
He's kind of
scrappy.
John Moxley is a scrapper guy. Dean Ambrose is like he's a head case. Who knows
Radicate.
What he's gonna do?
Radicate, Radita,
sure.
Radicate. Which one's the evolved one?
Sure. I go Poliwhirl as well. Stay fighting type Pokemon.
Maybe. I would say. Oh shit. One of, like, the garbage ones. Like Grimer.
Girder?
Wow.
Okay.
Grimer.
Yeah, garbage.
Muck.
Muck, yeah.
Muck!
Not like the actual garbage ones. Like, I mean, like, the ones that's, like, sludge and, like, smoke and stuff.
Okay.
Because Dean Ambrose is kind of greasy looking, right?
Yeah. So not Rubbish? Or whatever that one Pokemon is?
Trubbish?
That's actually a pile of garbage. Yeah. Trubbish? My Pokemon? Trubbish? That's I beat the final four with Trubbish. Oh my god, what have you done? I saw that come up out of the side of my eye and the horror that filled me as I watched that.
Googled crazy Pokemon in the hopes that I would find like some Bulbapedia giving me a list of like Pokemon that are actually crazy, and nope, this is what came up.
I mean, you got what you asked for.
That's a crazy Pokemon, let me tell you what. Not an expert. Oh my god. Don't type crazy Pokemon into...
Yeah, probably Google. Not the best idea.
Some weird stuff comes up.
Don't type Pokemon jeans in there either. Because I was like, is there a Pokemon that looks like they wear jeans all the time?
Great.
So... But no, apparently there isn't. There's just a bunch of really weird custom
jeans.
Pokemon jeans, like here.
Okay,
oh
now I
God.
Need to go look.
Now I gotta look. I would wear a full onesie Pokemon thing here. It looks all right. I'm looking at a Pokemon onesie with like jean pants, jean shorts. I think it looks real good.
All right, which one of y'all played some video games?
I played Pokemon.
Actually, we should do life. Let's do life updates first.
Okay, what's up with the life? What's everybody's life looking like right now? Mine's looking.
How close did you guys get got yesterday to riots? Were they anywhere near you guys?
No.
No.
I live in the woods.
Suburbs. Good.
Yeah.
There was one guy on our local subreddit was like, I'm going to go protest police brutality. And it was like this big ass post. And it was like, there was like a bunch of bold text and like italics and all caps and shit. And it was basically just like 15 responses being like, okay, bud.
I was hoping
we're about
you said,
as far removed from that as possible.
I was kind of hoping you said there was just one guy in your street.
I mean, there was probably like, well, there's probably like two or three downtown, my guess.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff happening downtown, especially since the Austin Police Station is on the same street as all of our crazy, like, bars. They call it Dirty Six.
Great.
And, yeah, there I saw a guy in rollerblades getting arrested. Yeah, I can't really...
rollerblades.
In the year 2020.
Yeah.
But no, I mean...
If you are wearing rollerblades and you are not on a vert ramp in 2020, jail.
Like, I support... yeah, that's fucked up and everything, but I'm not gonna protest because... I'm not going anywhere outside. Like, I do not want to get sick because I'm pregnant. And that's my main life thing going on right now. I'm fucking huge. I'm glad you can't...
Did we say congratulations on air before?
I don't know if we did or not.
Congratulations. And congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm just going to doctor's appointments, so I'm boring. Yeah.
You're still, like, doing that? There's no, like, worry or risk?
They make you wear a mask. I'm not allowed. Like, Gary can't come to my appointments anymore. He was able to go to, like, the first two. But yeah, it's, I don't know. They're,
yeah, like, all the medical places are, like, super strict, and they're doing tons of shit to make sure everything's all right. Like, when I had to go do my whole thing, like, a couple months ago, man, the... She was locked down.
Did they take your temperature and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Too? Yep. Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
I got a haircut last week, and they had me read this thing out loud, like standing in the lobby.
Like a waiver.
It was do you have a fever? It's like, had any contact with someone who you know has? I was like, no. But
nope.
It was crazy. I went there on like Saturday morning last weekend, because I was like, oh yeah, there's not gonna be anybody there, just go right in, I'm out in 20 minutes, easy. No, there was a line outside because the lobby was closed, and it was like 5 minutes before they even opened, and there was probably six people out there already. I was like nope, not going today. Sunday morning though, they opened it at 8 and there was nobody out there.
Everyone's at church.
Right in. Yeah. But yeah, protests here.
Not really.
If you're it's mainly because the majority of our population can't really relate to the strife that is going on.
It's basically, sure, I feel
I'm just trying to say in a very polite way that our town is very white, like very white. It's like we don't understand, like we don't have the experience, and our police department's pretty chill. So
our police department is kind of the opposite of chill. Like our city council, or like whoever runs the county, they tried to stop getting live PD to film in our area. And the Sheriff Chody, that's his name, is defying the order and still filming that shitty TV show. And so, yeah, that's our town drama going on right now.
Sheriff Chody.
He's the worst, yeah.
I know.
I think we... Comment. And, like, nothing ever really newsworthy, like, I shouldn't say newsworthy, happens here involving our police. But when it does, it's like... I think like last summer they shot some dude who tried to run over a cop with his car, and like people were mad for like a day until they released the body cam footage. They're like, oh, okay. And then that was it. It's like, it's, or I don't know.
Rural.
Not saying all PDs are awesome. I'm just saying I never really hear anything bad about Benz, but like I said, very white city. So a little skewed, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. protesting here would be very tone deaf.
Sure. I live in the woods. Hello, this is my trip, my AA meeting. Hello, I'm Albie. I live in the woods. I didn't see any deer out protesting, but I wasn't out last night. So.
What about bear?
The fucking bear keeps taking my goddamn bird feeders. If he would stop that, we could have a better relationship with the bear. But he's just comes at night, walks up on my porch, moves my chairs around, grabs the bird feeder, walks off the porch. I don't know how he does it. I don't know. I want to see it.
He's just later. I'm taking later. This is mine now.
There's also another cat outside. It's not our neighbor's cat or anything. Just like another stray cat wandering through. And that's been
probably not
my
a stray cat.
Cat
if you live out in the fucking woods.
Probably wild. Wild. What a great TV show. Wildcats. Yeah. I stay in my hole in the woods. That's what I do. I play lots of video games. I talk in Discords about things. That's all I do. My life. Update. I also paint pictures. Wonderful pictures with my dear beloved grandmother.
Those were good pictures. I saw them.
Thank you.
I did not see those.
Yeah, I need to check
those out. I will look at them.
I think they were on Twitter or something. I forget where I saw them.
IRL.
Ah, that's where I saw them.
Should be an IRL.
Oh, is that where you? Okay.
I plant tomatoes. I got tomatoes. Hey,
nice.
I got a little couple. Even though it's going to be 40 degrees, so I kind of regret. But it's going to be like an 80 tomorrow, so I have no idea what the hell happening. So any day goes from hot to cold.
So we were on a little bit of a hiatus there, waiting for DJ to
hi
for his life to kind of calm down a little bit.
Sorry. As you can see, I'm in a different room, slightly bigger room.
With a very small door behind you.
The hobbit, the hobbit hole. As someone has called it. Technically, I'm on, like, the third floor of this house, so, like, it's kind of, that's why you see the, over there, the, like, angle, because I'm, like, technically in the roof or some shit. And, like, just back there is just a little bit of storage, but the angle continues, so it's, like, a tiny, tiny room as well. But, yeah,
this is
gonna
get real warm in there in the summer.
Yeah, it kind of is now. That's why my PC is, like, going, I think. It's cold now, but yeah. I think...
you also may have knocked your heatsink loose.
I think that's exactly it. I've done that. I did that once, and I had to reseat it, and I from moving it downstairs to upstairs, I think I did it again. I just didn't have time to reseat it now. Been here like 2-ish weeks and it's just moving shit in. As you can see, like, this shit has to go at some point. We need to figure out where that's moving. I've got a nice thing of shoes behind me, which is cool. I'll move and you
wonderful.
Can see more shoes. I've hit the desk.
That's a lot of shoes.
Look at
man.
Those shoes. I didn't fill it up in time, so there's a big gaping hole.
I saw your picture of your shoes that you posted earlier today, and that's you caught a good one if she puts up with all those shoes.
So all those shoes were like in the smallest room, which is meant to be the nursery room, and she's been really pissed because like I had, like, a bunch of, like, those shoebox holders originally, and she was like, yes, you're finally setting them up. All these shoes are going to disappear, and, like, 30 out of the 160 disappeared. She's like, what the fuck? Nothing's changed here. She's let me have this shelf thing of hers, and this has actually taken a chunk of them, so... We're maybe about halfway clear of the nursery room for, like, shoe removal.
Okay.
Yeah.
What you doing, man? With all
getting
those
more.
Shoes, man? Okay.
So,
did you actually order more?
Oh, no.
Tell me about this.
Since that picture I posted, it was it looked weird because it's like a panning picture. Like,
right.
It goes from one corner and then that room has, like, a little nook crevice to the side. But there's a big stack of them, so it looks really weird in that picture. I'm at about 180 shoes. My ideal goal is to get to 365 and wear a pair of shoes a day for a whole year. Brand new pair of shoes every day for a whole year.
I have two pairs of shoes, like my man.
Yeah, exactly.
I have two pairs of shoes, but I wear one of them pretty much all the time. The other ones don't fit.
I don't think I count slippers as shoes.
I mean, like my
they
actual
fit,
shoes.
And I can wear them. I can wear them for a full day. I just choose the other ones.
Kitty, my actual shoes that I wear is just like a standard pair of DCs, just downstairs. Like I wear them everywhere I go, essentially, and sometimes Ultra Boosts if I need to like flex, have some flexible shoes.
New just Balance. Flex.
Yeah. Hell yeah!
Nice.
New Balance walking shoes. That's where we're at. That's
I think
I
have
got.
Some. I think I have a pair of DCs under my bed still too. I should clean those up.
Like so much. Air Jordan. Cushion. So much
I have
cushion
two pairs
in those DCs.
Of those, actually. I have two different pairs.
But yeah, the biggest delay was because while we moved in like two-ish weeks ago, I only got internet this week's Tuesday. So yeah, it's been like a lot of offline video game playing and just delayed waiting and like mobile phone signal here is pretty garbage. Like, it'll work for 5 minutes and just not work for, right. like, four more minutes.
Mm.
But how are video games, though?
Yeah, I can run through...
Didn't you do other stuff?
What do you mean? Like, moving things?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a fuck ton of moving stuff. Made the cot bed, she's got a storage locker, so it's just been constant like trips back and forth from that. We've for like a week and a half we were on an airbed because like her bed is just like big and bullshit and took ages to get through and set up. So yeah, it's a lot of like slow moving and stuff. And I don't know if you were also referencing the baby, but yes, we are also in the process of making a baby.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Half the podcast is growing up.
I know.
Even though I'm like the least grown up in personality.
Oh, come on now. Please. Look at me over here. Let's not. I may be wearing a suit, but I'm clearly the youngest one here.
I'm going to be single till I die. I've decided. My parents have pretty much accepted that they're not getting grandkids from me or my sister, so they call my cats grandkitties.
That's cute.
And my sister's dogs are grandpuppies.
Okay.
But yeah, dude, congrats.
Yeah,
congrats. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know the sex of your baby yet, Mary?
Yep.
Is it a secret? Have you told people's?
No, I've told everybody. I'm like, we're not doing that gender reveal garbage or any of that. Like, no, she's a girl. Yep.
Nice.
Wow.
Actually.
Oh.
Sailor Moon is going to be.
So, there she is right there with her dusty ultrasound photo.
Dusty, yeah.
Of course. Okay.
My wife's going to her next scan Tuesday. Yeah, I'm not allowed. They're doing that thing where you're not allowed anymore, so hopefully by then we'll know what it is as well.
Cool.
Yeah, earlier last week we actually, there are like boutique ultrasound places where we live that are not doing the restrictions, so we actually, Gary was able to see the baby then, and they like give you a DVD of like the whole ultrasound and everything.
That's cool.
So I was able to like make a private YouTube link and shared that with my family.
Oh, that's
since,
nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, since they can't do it, so they can't see. But yeah, it's pretty nice that there's an option available, and it's not super expensive either, so.
Cool.
Yeah, that DVD thing is cool. The NHS don't do that. So, yeah, that's a cool option.
Yeah, the regular doctor's office doesn't do that at all either. And I'm supposed to go back like in 3 or so weeks, and they're going to do one of those fancy 3D, 4D scans where you can really see what the baby looks like.
That's cool. And
it looks very freaky. I don't know, but
use HoloLens to see it.
Yeah, basically, it's like a weird 3D representation of what the baby looks like based on the sound bouncing off and shit. But
that's cool.
I don't know. Hopefully that'll work out. They had us come back because she actually was like flipped around. Like she had her spine facing out and like her face was tucked in. And so like they weren't able to get any really good pictures. So that video footage I have isn't great, except you can see her foot at one point, and that was kind of weird. It's just like, here's her foot. I don't know. But yeah, it's freaky. You can feel her moving around and shit in there, and it's weird as hell.
Okay. So I should send you Sailor Moon-based baby toys and stuff like that, Mary?
Is that correct? I already have a baby Sailor Moon, like, onesie thing on my registry. Perfect. Yeah.
Okay, great.
I'm sorry. It's true. I'm
trying to build ideas for you guys, and it's hard. You're taking all my ideas, Mary. God darn it. Okay. We'll figure something out. Cool. I am glad everybody is happy and healthy here. I'm glad all the cats are doing well. There's a cat in the background. That's good. It's good.
Please. I can talk about my time playing video games without any internet.
Talk about your time.
So before I moved, I tried downloading like a bunch of stuff that I would eventually want to play and make sure that like Steam would run in offline mode and Epic Games Store as well. Because I wanted to play Assassin's Creed Syndicate. But when I got here and set up the PC and got EGS running and stuff, it was like you'd click launch and then like after like 2 minutes, it would just stop launching. And I'm nice. Not sure if... So it wasn't just Assassin's Creed Syndicate, because at first I thought it was like it was wanting to ping Uplay and like Uplay servers, which would make some sense. But then I tried clicking like launch control or something like neutral, and like it just wouldn't do, and it would do the exact same thing. So if you're going offline, make sure EGS is like actually running before you permanently go offline, because yeah, that was weird and bad. What else did I do? So I had the latest Tomb Raider. I forget its name. I think Shadows. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, fuck knows. The latest Tomb Raider, was on Steam. That's not a terrible game. It's all right. It expands upon like the second one's version of like, hey, there's a ton more tombs to do. That the second one of that trilogy had like its advantage over of the first one, because there was like five side tombs to do in that first one and everyone wanted more. It expands upon that, as well as like, hey, you now have like eagle vision or like detective vision or the equivalent. Like, you just are almost always in that system.
Do they go into how she gets that? Or is it just like...
Fuck no. It's
her eyes got better. She could see now.
Special eyes.
Lara vision. So there's actually a thing...
I have special eyes.
There's actually a thing you can do where you can like craft medicinal herbs or something that lets you see like...
Yeah.
Yeah, all medicinal right. herbs. It lets you see like...
Now you're speaking my language.
It lets you see animals and like collectibles and all that stuff a lot better in the world, and like everything just gets more vibrant, like the saturation just goes way up, like things look greener and redder and all that stuff. And there's a weird upgrade you can get where like if you zoom, like if you hold the bowstring and you are in your like Lara vision, you can see the animal's heartbeat. And like if you shoot the animal in the heart, you like get a better kill or like better damage to it. So I guess it's useful for lions and bears and shit, but it's still just really, really weird.
Huh. Yeah. That seems for a Tomb Raider game, I would have never. That's not what I would have picked for like.
I mean, the more recent ones have had kind of a survival focus a little bit.
Yeah, so. Sure. Yeah. Fair. It's the survival focus.
Like
yeah,
even like the first reboot from 2012. You were going between, you were trying to like find campfires and stuff, because I think you're supposed to try to keep warm or something.
That's
the
fast
travel. At the beginning, it was that. Okay. All right. Well,
that was their excuse for it. That was their excuse for the bonfire, but it's like
a fast
travel system.
I know you can hunt animals and stuff still. I don't know if you, for like crafting or
pelts,
some shit.
Crafting. It's crafting. Yeah.
Oh, so Far Cry or whatever.
Yeah. It's like a kind of more fixed in Far Cry because you're on paths, specific paths to go through the area. It's still like a quote-unquote open world map or whatever, but it's like way more fixed paths rather than I'm just going to go direct from A to B and probably get attacked by like 10 eagles in Far Cry.
That's a lot of eagles. God damn.
They attack a lot.
Violent eagle out here. Okay. What game was it that was like you would always get attacked by an eagle that would like kill you? Wasn't that a game not too long ago? Eagle Falcon would always just come and attack
pretty
you.
Pretty sure that is Far Cry.
I think was it really
five,
Far Cry? Was
three, okay. Four, five? Fuck, there's five, yeah.
One of those.
We're overdue for a new proper Far Cry.
That's true.
That's gotta be this year, right? That's gotta be this year.
Maybe.
No, no way. If
Ubi
they haven't
is
even
so
announced,
just announced, announced yeah. I would say. Not like
Ubi
coming
is,
out this year, but
you'd be so far behind on announced games. They can't announce.
Yeah, they delayed everything. Yeah.
True.
I want to know a little bit more about the Rainbow Six thing. But
or the
okay.
Watch Dogs thing.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Or fucking Beyond Good and Evil.
Okay.
Or the space thing.
But not Skull.
Did you want to hear more about Just Dance 2021?
Yes. What K-pop's in it this time?
None. There's zero K-pop.
K-pop's dead.
Yep.
Good, Ubisoft true. Got pissed off at the K-pop Twitter video people.
I mean, I mean, even I'm kind of angry at them. It's constant.
I love the people that people are like responding to Twitter posts. It's like, here's how you report K-pop stans. it's like click this and then click this and say that they're using the reply button to spam.
That's great.
My God. It's always, it could be anything. They're just out there posting about their favorite K-pop stars. And it's like, please, we're having a conversation. Go ahead.
So yeah, Tomb Raider was interesting. Also, a case of like, I was using my wife's TV, because it's a 42-inch on the downstairs living room. And because it's 1080p and not 1440p 100 hertz, I could bump every graphic setting to max and ultra, and like my PC would not turn into the fan it always is. It was crazy. I was like, oh Christ, this is what like full graphic upgrades look like. It's interesting because like it really shows my 1070 is somewhat dated to try and even keep up with like 100 frames a second or something. I really have to drop stuff down. 1440p 100 frames, I should say. Because I assume 1080, 100 frames is not that hard for it.
Sure, probably. That's the power of Stadia, my friends. Let me talk to you about right. Stadia now. And video games stream. I signed up for Stadia.
What?
Wasn't it? It was free, wasn't it? For like 2 months or a
it
month?
It was, yeah. 2 months free, yeah. It's not. Anyway. We'll
nope.
Talk about when I get around to it.
Fair enough. I bought Madden 20 like a couple weeks before I moved. I don't know if you guys played any of this. I feel like someone did mention playing it. It might have been 19. You might have been playing 19.
I'm probably 19. 20? When did 20
come out? So 20's thing doesn't have like the...
I played 20.
You played 20? Because their story thing is face of the franchise. How far did you get in that?
I think I got to whatever, like, the first... I think I got to the playoffs
season of
your
game?
Yeah, okay. I guess I got to the season.
Okay. So, for me, my guy got drafted by the Miami Dolphins, which is just...
Me too! Yeah,
perfect,
all right!
Perfect shit show of a team.
I was going to say, aren't like, they bad?
1,000% the okay, worst. Yep. Yeah.
We have a friend who lives in Florida who... does not like the Dolphins.
It's funny because the game didn't like the game face of the franchise has like the rosters of the teams as they were at the start of the season.
Yep.
And like the Dolphins this year notoriously tanked for a quarterback, but also they sold every single one of their good players. Like, I just kept looking at all these like mediocre-ish players on their team and going, "You're not here anymore. You're not here anymore. You're not here anymore." The Dolphins are terrible. But yeah, so in that face of the franchise thing, it leads off where you're a college quarterback. You were like a high school grade. But then a higher grade gets drafted to your college team. It's like your final year, and then that guy gets injured, so you get like the semifinals of the high school playoff, and you have to win to get to the finals, and you do, and then you have to win the finals, and that's how you make a name for yourself for the NFL draft. I did mediocre. I at least like won the semifinals. I think I missed the finals, and then that's how I got the Dolphins. But also in that time, you have like a wide receiver friend on your team who's meant to be super good and super crazy and is bound to get drafted by the NFL. And then also like the like linchpin in the story, I guess, is like some kid with cancer. Here's the tea, I'm rooting for you.
Wait, okay, hold up.
Uh-huh.
Is this a Make-A-Wish kid's is their wish to be in the game, and they made him the cancer kid?
I don't think so.
That'd be fucked up, or it'd be fucking hilarious if that was the kid's idea.
Yeah. That'd be bold.
I don't think so.
That would be
crazy if it was.
That would be pretty fucking funny if that was the kid's idea.
Yeah. So she's
it's very dark, but
it is very dark. But yeah,
that's keeping your spirits high in face of adversity. It's funny.
Yeah, she's meant to be like part of the story because she's like, "I'm rooting for you. I hope you win. Oh, you didn't win. I hope you get drafted by my favorite team in the NFL. Oh, you didn't, but I'm still rooting for you anyway on the Dolphins."
You're letting me down. Like esports fans, dude. Esports fans follow players and not teams for the most part.
Exactly. Well, that's not NFL. You follow your team, not player.
Nothing else.
So yeah, then like in the first couple weeks, she's like, "I'm rooting for you. You better take this team to the Super Bowl. You better take them to the playoffs and stuff." And like, it's the Dolphins. I could not take that team to the playoffs. I got them to the playoffs once. And like every year, four of the like five players I needed would get injured. So like I'd have like practice squad wide receivers to pass to, like bum ass names in like the first season where there's not meant to be AI generated names. There just is because everyone's injured on my team.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It was terrible. And like, honest to God, there's been no story update since. I played four seasons of the Dolphins, like every game. I simmed the last season because I said, "Fuck it, this is the final contract year on this guy's rookie contract. I want a new team." And like, I've just never seen this like kid since.
Huh.
Or I've never seen any story update. I don't know where that wide receiver got drafted. It never told me. Like, at least, like, tell me the team so, like, or, like, automate it so, like, you'd face against him or something. And, like, nothing's happening. Huh. So I think it's just turned into a normal game where I'm the quarterback. And it might be some really weird thing where I finally get to the Super Bowl. And because... hot story. 5 years passed. I got offers of like five different teams, and I was like, "I'll go to the Atlanta Falcons because they have a bunch of cool, good wide receivers." Nope, they've all been sold off, and it's at this point everyone's like AI names. There's no more OG names. Really? Yeah, all the names are gone.
They're just like, football's over.
Yeah, Drew Brees is gone. Like, most of the names are just gone. It's really weird and funny. So now the Falcons are, like, a trash-ass team, too.
Great. Perfect. All right.
Suddenly were transported to the XFL.
Yeah.
It may as well have been. So, I have a great sense after about 3 games at the Falcons. I might try and, like, get to the Super Bowl because it would be really funny if, like, suddenly she just reappears, and, like, once I make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, it probably is what's going to happen. She's going to be like, I've been waiting all this time. Right. Also now 50 years old.
Yeah.
That sounds like some anime bullshit that would happen.
Is there a bad ending where you can let, like, her down and she just, like, passes away and everything?
I don't know. She could have passed away already. She's
hanging from the rafters.
Oh, my God.
That's dark.
Oh, no.
That's more of a reference to another game, but that's okay.
Yeah. But, like,
I got too anime.
It's too anime.
I'm not even shitting you. Like, 2 weeks into that first season, like, there was, like, communication with that lady of, like, you won the first game or you lost the first game. I'm still rooting for you and I hope you make playoffs. Then nothing since. There's absolutely nothing.
You lost the next game.
Wise.
She's like, well, just unfollows you.
Yeah, she just gave up. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what's happening in that thing. But I don't know if it's just, like, their lack of writing or, like, their fuck-up of, like, they need to trigger a Super Bowl. Part of me wants to, like, wait for, like, another 10 years and then see if she... and then get to the Super Bowl, like, dump it to Easy and get there. I don't know. But yeah, Madden 20, it's a mess. I was playing a bunch of the card version as well. Ultimate Team, that's it.
Ultimate Team, sure.
Mm-hmm. Just because they had, like, the draft section in there. So, like, Joe Burrow is in that game. And I think I got, like, 2 other cards. So, theoretically, there is, like, the new crop of youngsters is in that game.
The youngsters.
Yeah. Nice. So, like, I don't know if we can grab those, like, AI models or anything, because if the NFL isn't back this year, we could totally theoretically simulate our fantasy football in, like, Madden 20. Mm. If those things, if like, Burrow and this whole draft class is added, we can totally do that.
I did hear a podcast ad for sports betting, and they were like, hey, even though there's no real sports, you can still bet on Madden games. And I was like, what the fuck?
You just got to find the right site to do it.
My goodness. They've also been promoting, like, I don't know, a lot of the fantasy football things are now reporting, like, we also have a casino in our game now. Also, you can come on in, play some craps with us. It's like, okay, great. What's that for that?
Simulated gambling.
Yep.
This is what I believe the ESRB is now calling it.
True.
That's atrocious. But yeah, those are the PC games. And then I played... I saw... What's his face from Giant Bomb? Alex from Giant Bomb doing his drum streams that he does once a week. And I said, fuck it, I should... try and set up the drums again. Completely forgot that I had a Guitar Hero set of drums, and they just died on me.
Oh,
so
bummer.
I was mid-process of, like, getting a Rock Band set, taking the drum module out and merging it with a PlayStation Rock Band set, because I have 2 drum sets. Yeah, I cut the 360 one out, and I've got a PS4 one that's brand new with the cymbals and stuff. And I just need to merge the wires together. And I was just midway through of doing that and never finished it. So I still need to do that.
Yeah, it's just they're all just like transducers.
Just wires. It's, just wires.
Just 2 wires. And the pad is a piezoelectric transducer. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I got the whole PS4 thing like completely clean. I just need to run extra wires to the Xbox one and then like... have a switch so that it knows which one's on or off at the right time, or just batteries, just take out the batteries in one and put the batteries in the other. That'll probably work. But yeah, I need to do that. But in that box was the Guitar Hero Live guitar controller.
Oh,
and
no.
I figured it's time to get back to that.
Oh, no.
Because right. I never played that to completion. And I am glad to say that I did today.
Oh, my goodness.
How much of it is just completely locked out?
Most of it.
Fuck.
So, if you remember, Guitar Hero Live had that whole thing of, like, there's this Guitar Hero TV where you can have all these songs to play for, like, tokens that you'll get as you play through the game, or you buy them. I remember I had, like, 60 tokens at one point, and, like, they had music channels that you would fucking play the songs to at the same time for free. Most of the good songs are locked behind that TV thing.
Oh, no.
You're never gonna see.
So you can never play those.
Yep, all the songs that I bought the game for that are advertised on the back of the box, because that was another thing. They like advertised like 80, 90 songs plus hundreds more coming to Guitar Hero TV. Like 50 of those songs are from the TV anyway, and then like only 40 is in this live thing that they did, which is what's the term for it, where you have
FMV.
The FMV game. And boy, that FMV game is so good. It's so good. I forgot how hilarious it is. From the whole bit of, like, you choose the set you're gonna do with actual bands, and, like, it loads up and you're, like, in the green room and everyone's psyched and, like, circling you and going, "You're ready, we're ready, you hype, let's do this, yeah." And then you just got to keep remembering they're just staring at a camera on a robot, just shouting bullshit at it every time. And it just gets even worse of, like, during the songs, like, because people, the bands don't know what to do, because it was basically a green screen room they were in, and maybe like 20 other people in the crowd. Like the front two rows were filled with actual people, and then everyone else was green screen. So the band just like constantly circles this thing, this robot, and like stares it directly in like the eyes, going,
"Yeah." So creepy.
Like,
yeah.
As they're playing the song. Yeah. Like a band never does that. Or like, the singer's just like, "Yeah, I'm hype, I'm singing the song directly to you," and whatnot. There's some really fun, dumb moments of, like, there was a headline set at a British festival, quote-unquote, and it was, like, five songs, and two songs in, like, the quote-unquote guitar guy, decides to break the guitar. It's just like, why are you doing that? And then, like, you jump into
the
crowd.
In the middle of your set.
And then you jump into the crowd, and then, like, they just, like, cut to black, and then you're back in the green screen area.
Then, your guitar respawn or whatever.
Yeah, and the crowd's and they're just like, "You ready to go out again? Yeah, we're hype." Because you have to do this hype thing every time. It's really stupid. One of the highlights I saw in the hype section was before a band was about to go on stage, this lady was just stroking a cat, because that's the right thing to do. Sorry, it was
that's
a
what
dog.
Dr. No. Oh,
okay. The dog is more portable. But
at a music festival where its ears are getting blown the fuck out. You're just stroking this dog.
Maybe the dog is deaf already. You don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Then, like, I saw a video this morning of it's the Department of Defense. They have a search and rescue dog, and they have earmuffs for it so they can fly it in a helicopter.
That's cute.
Yeah, sorry,
that's cool.
Continue. That was my tangent.
An assistant comes in, grabs the dog, and then, like, I only noticed this after they were doing it, but another assistant takes like a lab coat thing equivalent off, like as if to say, like, the dog hair cannot be on her. It's really weird and stupid.
I mean, if you're gonna hold onto a dog before you go onto a stage, okay, sure,
that's fair,
it's practical.
Yeah, but it was just really silly. The crowd is hilarious because they're always staring at you, and just like trying to sing along, but like trying to be hype, but they don't sometimes they just don't know the song and it's very obvious to tell they don't know the song. Sometimes it's just like they don't like the song and it's also very obvious to tell, so they're just doing the casual woo woo thing. It's pretty hilarious.
Did you say that all the people in the crowd are looking at the camera? Dude, that's
yeah, looking at
weird.
looking at the guitarist, so basically looking directly at the camera.
Like I'm trying, yep. I'm like picturing playing a show, and like everybody in the crowd is looking.
They don't give a shit about the band. Yeah,
it's like a bad dream. Yeah, that's really weird.
It's like everybody's staring at one person. That's fucking weird. Like I'm getting uncomfortable just thinking about that.
Yeah, there's some great moments where like people rush the stage, or like random people jump onto the stage, and like it's plants obviously, and like they just dance on the stage like dumbasses, and they just get shuffled to the side.
I'm surprised they don't get tackled
so
by
fake
by a giant Hawaiian man or something. That
yeah, it just looks so fake because the security guard just lets them dance, and then like once their cue is there, then they start shuffling. It's like what.
No, you get maybe like a second, and then yep. Security is
you better
on your
jump
ass.
Off.
Yeah.
And the highlight of this whole thing has to be the roadies in this game, because they're just amazing. Like they were clearly told to play the part, but like they're just like they're so good. Whenever you in between songs, you always change guitar, always. And the roadie always gives you a response on how you're doing. And, like, some of them are like, yeah, that's really good. Yeah, you're killing it out there. Keep going. Yeah, here's the next song. But some of the, like, metal roadies are just, like, most stoic face and just, like, a silent nod. Just, like... just, like, every song. And they'll, like, just... Every song change, they'll just, like, stare at you with, like, a vague blank smile. Just a quick nod.
You're doing it. Good job.
Yeah. The roadies really make that fucking thing. It's a marvel to look at. It's
so weird
stupid.
Looking at this. I'm watching one of these and it's just bizarre. You're scanning the crowd. I love when you turn around to the drummer and stuff like that.
Yeah, the drummer's always staring at you. It's like, yeah, like, just giving you awkward smiles
it's like,
and
are
shit.
You the bass player? It's like, no, why is the drummer looking at you?
Just the signs in the crowd are amazing.
That makes it even weirder. It's like the drummer and the bassist are just like vibing off each other, which is what you're supposed to do. Drums and the bass stick together.
Yep.
And then like everybody in the crowd's looking at the guitarist. It's like, what the fuck? I mean, that's kind of how it normally is.
Sure.
Oh, also, don't forget that this is a music video game, so... It's the original songs, or it's the original songs audio, which means like so
it's all master tracks, basically.
Yeah, but like the drummer can recreate it quite well because drummers know drum tracks can do that. Guitarists, I feel like some of the bassists and guitarists probably are just winging it on some of those songs. Like probably don't give too much of a shit on keeping track on the chords. But the lead singers. Their voices are never heard, so they're just fucking running around, jumping. They just don't, they're not singing whatsoever.
That's
just vaguely lip-syncing, just hamming it up constantly. It's really, it's so fun. It's so stupid, this
That's
thing.
Great. Man. That's so good. It's sort of a shame, though, that they get rid of the songs because of...
Yeah, a massive shame.
Yeah.
Especially like Guitar Hero Live was one of those ones which actually had a bunch of like the stupid metalcore and like
right
pop punk, a lot of pop punk. It had a lot of like 2010s emo punk, like a lot of that stuff was actually in this game, which like Rock Band never got to and the other Guitar Hero games never got to. So it was really cool to actually have that for once, and like it's all just locked away into the ether now. Like at least Rock Band, you could have downloaded it, and like it's still on your PC or still tied to your account. Like that's just like even from the start when like people were interviewing Freestyle Games about this thing and saying like, what happens when the servers shut down? Is this going to be locked away forever? And, like, they were trying to dodge the question, and, like, it's happened.
Oops.
Well.
Guitar Hero Live. You can find it cheap. I very much suggest you get it. Just for, like, $10 or something. It's fun.
The cheesy FMV does make it sound fun to fuck around with. Like, it seems very, like, Sega CD quality, the way they're really hamming it up.
Right.
Yeah. But you can actually see what's going on because it'll have a nice codec on there.
Yeah, like, exactly. It's, not, it's a clean video.
Huh. That's certainly interesting. I just watched that whole video and I'm distressed. Distressed by that, but cool. Yeah. Are they going to make another Guitar Hero at some point? I would.
No.
No, probably not.
Not for a long time. Yeah.
Give me another DJ Hero.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make a better controller.
Sure. I could see that. DJ Hero.
Nobody's ever going to do that.
No.
Oh, and don't forget, Guitar Hero Live has two videos they recorded. One when you're doing good, and one when you're doing bad.
Oh,
I didn't really see
rocking,
much of the
you
bad.
You rocking good, you rocking bad.
There's no middle. There's no, like, okay. But, like, when there's, like, a hard solo and I fuck up, it changes, and, like, there was just, like, they were throwing so many cups at you. Like, the whole stage is just littered with cups. It's hilarious. It's just full swing. It's either bad or good.
I wonder if there's, like, a cheat code or something that, like, lets you just, like,
watch the bad.
See the bad versions the whole way through, because that's what I wouldn't want to do.
I'm now watching the bad reaction to the thing, and it's equally as distressing as the good one, only now everybody's staring
everyone's
at you.
Everyone's fucking silent.
Everybody's
no
silent,
dances.
Like, you gotta go,
still
man.
Staring. Yep. The band's pissed at you, just constantly, like, just berating you, going, like, here's how you count, here's how you do the steps. Like, the other guitarist at one point is just like, these are the chords, this is what you do. It's just
oh,
so
wow.
Stupid.
Oh, boy. That's a good time. That's a good time. Nothing else? That's everything you played, DJ?
And that's all I can remember, mostly.
Okay. Well, Mary.
Yeah.
We ventured into a land, the three of us, while you were gone, DJ, into a land of fantasy, a land of stars, a land of onlines.
I played the game for like 20 minutes.
Okay, great. So. but.
I played the game way too much until it wouldn't let me anymore. That's
it was like you need to stop.
When we're done, as soon as we're done with this podcast, uninstalling the whole game and reinstalling it again because the files are fucked up somehow. I'm getting random errors like about 5 minutes into playing it. It'll just say like fatal exception something something, and I looked it up and it's some sort of game guard error. And I've been using the unofficial Arx launcher.
Oh, okay.
Because oh my god, this game is so fucked up, you guys. There was the whole Microsoft Store having to download from
there.
That
thing was
that worked
busted.
Fine for me.
So okay. Yeah. Here, this is what happened to me. I tried to install it on one of my extra SSDs, like not my main drive, and it totally let me. It's like, hey, do you want to install it on this other drive? I'm like, yeah, sure. It's an option. So maybe they finally got this shit fixed. The download speeds were like 2.5 megabit per second, and then it would just randomly crap out. And just say error.
Yeah.
And then
I've heard that a lot with Microsoft Store.
So
that happened to me with Forza.
That happened.
Forza was.
And I was able to finally, I had to restart it a bunch of times, but I finally got it to sit at like 40, finally. And it finished downloading, and then it just wouldn't launch. It just says error. So I'm like, okay, fuck this. I uninstall it. I tell it to install in the C drive. It downloads all 11 gigs in like 4 minutes on the C drive. Everything installs perfectly, and I'm looking at the launcher. I'm like, are you fucking joking me?
Yeah. It took me forever to download that goddamn game. I let it go like all day. Like, I started in the morning, and then I
went. Yeah, me too.
It's ridiculous. Crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Well, what sucks is that you download the launcher and then the launcher has to download as well too. And right now, even though I have the game, like it was working fine. There's actually an issue where if you run the game using the actual official launcher, whenever you're in a lobby or just like doing stuff in the game, it'll chunk up and it'll fuck up your whole computer, like, for seconds at a time. It'll get lagged out, basically. If you are able...
Oh, the launcher? I was having that when it was installing. Yeah. My computer would go like... Yeah, so I just had to let it sit. And I went and fucked around in the garage for a little bit or something while it was installing.
Well, that'll just happen, like, when you're playing the game, really? Too.
I didn't have
like,
any issues with it doing that during the game. It was when I was installing, the little progress bar was going, it was doing that.
It's like, if you're in the lobby, it'll hitch up, basically, every couple seconds.
I got to the lobby and quit.
When you're actually playing, it'll hitch up
all the time. All the time.
But if you run it not using the actual launcher, like if you rename pso2.exe to pso2launcher.exe and run it that way, it runs perfectly fine.
What?
It runs super smooth. You can also use like the people that put out the translated version for like the Japanese servers actually have like a launcher for the US version, and it makes it run super smooth again too. Except now I'm getting like conflicts with GameGuard.
Oh no.
Something happened to the files. I don't know. Apparently this is very common. Like, people are having the game like delete itself when you restart the computer. Awesome. All the time.
Activision.
Yeah.
Or no, but Bethesda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically the releases of this is super fucked up, and I wish they had like a PC beta. But even though the game is very antiquated, I'm still having a lot of fun with it.
Sure.
I opened up the Jeffler Alliance, and we have a few people in there. Yep. Like, Gary's playing it just fine right now, like, right across the room from me. He's been playing it fine. We did all this shit last night until 2 in the morning. We thought we had it running fine. Like, he copied over all of his install files to mine. But apparently there is some kind of conflict that doesn't show up until you're playing it like 5 to 10 minutes in. Huh. And it'll be like, hey, no, you're not allowed. And it'll just shut down. I'm going to try uninstalling and reinstalling it because I'm having a lot of fun. Like, I got to level 40. I bought a stupid Sonic outfit, not for real money.
Right. Oh, thank God. Okay.
That thing was $60, but if you actually, like, you can search and people will have their own shops and they will sell, like, paid cosmetic items for in-game money in the shops. Yeah. So I was able to just buy it that way, and I'm like, look, I'm Sonic now, whoopee.
Great.
Rolling around at the speed of...
I did waste $6 on Miku scratch tickets, and I got a pair of cargo shorts for dudes that I can't even wear on my character.
You can't do it.
I mean, if I made a dude character, I
could. Japan!
But yeah, that game is really dumb, but I enjoy it. I think Gary just used a skill. I think it's like Rodeo is the name of the skill, and you like ride around your rocket launcher while it's shooting. It's really fucking dumb.
That's good.
But it has a lot of stupid shit in it that I really enjoy. Like right now there's a wedding event going on.
That's bizarre.
I finished the wedding event, basically. I got this I got a thing to where my wrappy, or my mag, I'm sorry, my mag can look like this wrappy wearing a frog suit now because I finished the wedding event. Like, there's so much dumb stuff in this game that I enjoy because I enjoy the stupid garbage parts of Japanese video games. And
it's definitely like the most Japanese video game I've played in like 10 years. Like it's incredibly Japanese.
Yeah, when I loaded up the main menu, I was like, ooh, right.
Oh no.
I was like, right.
Yeah, like a lot of it seems almost like Google translated. Like there's screenshots of a lot of dialogue and it's voice acted. I switched it back to Japanese voice acting
because
I don't need that. I
might reinstall it and turn it back to Japanese voice acting because that is fucking bad.
That one character. Yeah,
the dub.
Alfin. Yeah.
Afin.
He needs to get put in some lockers or something like that.
I don't know if he's supposed to be Australian or British or what, but he sounds terrible. He's also allowed to swear in the in-game dialogue, but you're not allowed to swear
in the actual game.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I don't know. I'm having a lot of fun with it, but now I can't because it won't fucking run. So it's really stressing me out. Like, I stopped playing Dark Souls because I have like high blood pressure during this pregnancy stuff and it was probably bad for me, but this PSO2 thing is like really I was like crying last night because I was just stressed out. Like, nothing was fucking working. I was tired. I hadn't eaten anything. I was just like, this piece of shit. I was just fucking over it. But I still want to play it. It's terrible.
It's a fun-ish game. Very of its time.
Hate video games.
Hey. We all do. That's why we're here. This is the group for people that hate video games that keep playing video games.
And Gary will just be playing it like constantly, and he tried to help me.
I don't know, it works great here.
Yeah, exactly. It fucking pisses me off. Oh my god. But yeah, other than that, I've just been playing a bunch of random crap. Like, I got Katamari Damacy Reroll, which is like the remake of the original PS2 game. I got it on a Humble Bundle for like $8 with a bunch of other Bandai Namco games. Cool. That is a PS2 game that was $20 when it came out. And yeah, I basically beat it all. And I was like, oh, right. I like the sequel game more than this one. I forgot. Because it actually had more than one map in it, so. But that was fun to play. I've been playing more Overwatch because they have the dumb event going on.
What's
anniversary
the
event?
What is character? The what's the skins are like?
I don't even remember. But I got a bunch of legendaries from free loot boxes, so nice. Yippee, I guess. Nice. Maybe I'm going to buy Overwatch 2, I guess, and those will carry over.
When is that out?
I don't know.
Man, who knows, man?
I don't know. I don't think they've
ever
said.
Is it coming
said
out? Who knows, yeah, man?
We probably won't know for a while.
Skin-wise, there is for my character, the hamster. A wonderful ship pirate, ship captain skin that is just...
Oh, yeah, it's some 20,000 under the leagues, or leagues under the sea, or whatever the hell one.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's good.
But yeah, I've just been playing that for mindless stuff while like streams are going on or whatever with Gary. Mm-hmm. I also got Tetris Effect during the Epic Game Store sale.
Yeah, I want to get that too.
I've been playing it in VR because why not? That's like the gimmick. Yeah.
I tried it.
Right.
And I was also kind of high when I tried it. And I was like, eh. Like, you'd think that would make it better because it's like
yeah, that's what
Tetris
I was
effect
thinking when I was
cool
playing it.
Nah, drugs, lol.
Right.
No, but nah, it was just like whatever.
Are you saying it's just a Tetris game?
Pretty much. Like,
yeah.
It's just like pretty Tetris. I mean, it's cool. Yep.
It's
I like
Tetris
how the music
with a bunch
like
of skins
goes to the beat of you doing the inputs and stuff. That's pretty cool. but I'm stuck on like the second level and I've heard that song like 9 times in a row and I'm just like, fuck.
It speeds up pretty quickly, which I think goes against the whole like, oh, it's relaxing Tetris. You get into the Tetris effect of like just seeing lines. Not really. I mean, it's okay. I got it for like $10 or whatever. Yeah. Actually, I think it's closer to 20. I don't know.
When does that sale end? Because I need to get on that at some point and get these games.
I think it's like the end of the first week of June, I think.
So one more week, essentially, as of this video recording.
Yes.
But I'm one of the, like, probably 500 or less people that have done a VR thing while pregnant, so whoopee. I thought about that in the shower the other day. It's like, see what effects that has on the baby. She did start freaking out at one point during it, so
the baby comes out, she freaks wearing out. Magic leap goggles. The umbilical cord is for the puck.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
The puck is the placenta. Yeah.
Oh, no.
There you go.
But yeah, and I didn't get sick or anything. I was like, oh, is this going to be bad? Like, I don't know. Shit is weird when you're like this. But it was fine.
I need to remap the controls because they don't make sense to my brain. And I'm still, like, hitting the wrong buttons and completely fucking myself.
I just use my 360 controller. Like, I didn't bother using VR controllers.
Oh, no, I'm using
an
Xbox One controller.
Oh,
and just
okay.
The idea of pushing up on the D-pad to drop a block doesn't... My brain is just like, nope.
Yeah.
So I'm going to remap it to, like, the A and B buttons to turn and, like, drop. And then when I push down, I want it to go faster. Like, that makes sense in my brain.
I'm used to the up to drop.
This has been, like, the first...
But...
Tetris game I've played since, like...
Isn't it?
Like, by the Game Boy version?
Right.
Oh, so no Tetris 99 for you?
Nah. I played some Tetris Sphere because my friend bought it for the N64, and that was bad.
Isn't down slow drop? Cool. Down slow drop
and
up fast drop, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, other than that, I've also been playing more Sakura Wars. I'm still very behind.
Right.
They did a good job on the MOE in that game. The 3D character models with the voice acting, you care. There was a part where Sakura was all, like, discouraged because she sucks at acting. And I was like, well... I made her more determined again, and it was nice. And I was like, that's what I want in this stupid anime game. That's what I want to happen. Good. Good job. Like, the combat still sucks, but at least you got this part right. So yeah, I'm still playing
it. I tried so hard, Mary. I tried to get into Soccer Wars. I had that rented.
How far did you go? How much did you play? Yeah. Did you even play it for, like, more than an hour? Because that game is slow to start. It's like a JRPG, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably just put the disc in.
I thought you were going for a Linkin Park reference there. That's why I started laughing. No.
It can be.
He said, I tried so hard, and you're like, how far did you get? You set him up for it!
Oh, okay, yeah.
I didn't even catch that.
And I started laughing, because that's what I... Okay, I'm sorry.
No. Probably like an hour or two. I don't know. I tried, Mary.
No, you didn't. You didn't try shit. You just...
So dismissive.
Yeah.
Listen.
You didn't even get past episode 1. Come on.
I did not. It was just... it was too much. It was just... I don't know.
You have to walk around and talk to people. Oh, no.
I know. Give me some combat or something. Give me something here. And it just kept me talking to these people, these ladies about...
It's basically an adventure game with some combat in there. So
I know. I thought the characters were good. It's just...
The characters are very good. Like, I'm surprised I didn't think the character designs were great. Like, I don't like the Bleach character designs that much, but the actual characters, once you start getting to know them, are actually good and grow on you, and they're not boring.
It's a pretty game, really. At the end of, like,
it looks
that's
nice.
What I walked away with is like, wow, this looks neat, and like it's designed to look like.
It's a modern game. Wow.
It looks like a real video game. Look at this anime game looking real. I don't know. I also like the set. I don't know. The design of everything. It's kind of like...
Yeah, the Taisho era stuff.
Mixed with the Taisho era mixed with...
It's a cool setting.
Anime. It's good.
The music's really good, too, I gotta say. Like, I was rocking out.
Rocking out?
But yeah, I need to finish it. I've just been like, and also it's nice that it's a game I can sit on my couch because I will stand up later at the end of the podcast so y'all can see, but I'm like halfway through and I'm getting large and the office chair for hours at a time is no bueno. So
well, we'll move on then to cut this short so you don't have to sit in that chair too long.
Yeah, let's hurry it the fuck
up. Okay. I could talk about a couple anime-related things. Apex Legends. I played that. They came out with PvE stuff. It has...
Oh, not an anime skins pack.
No, like it has a story now. They're talking to each other. These Apex people, the characters now talk to each other. About a secret artifact. Somewhere. You have to collect a bunch of... The weird thing is you have to collect a bunch of, like... loot chests or something like that spawn out of boxes you pick up in like a match, so you have to collect 5 of those to unlock each new mission, and there's like 20 different, like there's gonna be 20 missions, and they're kind of gated, like each one is kind of like a week to week, almost like a TV show kind of thing, almost like Warframe's the ladies talks
Nightwave,
almost sort of Nightwavy, right? Where things are kind of gated behind stuff. It's really good. I'm really impressed with Apex. They're kind of delivering like, somebody smile at something. Somebody's posted something. They're delivering like lore in a way that like Overwatch tries to be this kind of story-ish game. But Apex seems like it's doing it more interestingly. Like it's pushing its characters a little bit more. It's including weird stuff in levels and stuff like that. And it's kind of like building, I don't know, towards events and stuff like that in an interesting way. If you never watch all the Apex trailers, they're like really good trailers for some of this stuff. You should go check those out at some point because it's dope. There's a skeleton man who kills a bunch of people. And then the next one is like the daughter of the person he killed in his trailer. She shows up and it's like, oh, and she's a character now. It's like, it's a neat little, like, they keep adding new stuff. They had announced that they had like, somebody had data ripped out some like, to look at a new character or something like that. So everybody thought they knew who this new character was. And in the trailer for that character, he gets shanked. And the person that shanks him is the new character. They play a bait and switch with, like, doing stuff like that.
That's cool.
It's really neat.
That's engaging with your community, like, leaving fake data mining stuff. So, yeah. No, that's fun.
It's cool. I think it's really neat. I bought the season pass for that. I'm going to play a lot of that. We killed a lot of people the other day. Like a lot.
I keep seeing y'all like being like, are we going to play Apex now? And then like,
not happening.
A group of 3 people like in the voice chat or whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay.
We're doing it. We're dropping. Yeah. We had a good group going now. Apex, it's back. Everybody, Apex is back. What's not back is Valorant. That's been here all along. Valorant. CSGO too.
That's okay, yeah, that is the CSGO.
It's family friendly CSGO with, basically.
Yes.
So wait, what friendly?
Family friendly CSGO.
Family friendly. With, is there no blood?
There is, but it doesn't like stick around and you're not using like real guns. There's not terrorists and counter terrorists.
Right, no real gun.
It's a fantasy CSGO. You have abilities. It's a hero shooter. If a hero shooter was also ultra realistic, like really fast kills and stuff like that too.
If that's what you want, just play Siege.
I like so Valorant a lot. It's not. You should check out Valorant. It's really good. I think it's cool.
I don't want to play a game like that. So no, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Good.
Okay, fair. Even though I think you guys would actually enjoy it, like as somebody who's not big into that, like I think you would get something out of it. But
I want to play but I just want to play with like other people I know, and nobody else wants to play it. So
come play with me.
I've seen fuckers stream that game, and they're like slow walking around corners with like orbs of like dust things, so you can't see through them. Like
they turn smoke grenades and flashbangs and stuff into like smoke abilities. Grenades.
Yep.
Which kind of sucks because then, like, one of the big things about Counter-Strike is everybody has smoke grenades and flash grenades and stuff like that, and you can use them to, like, just make individual plays for yourself, or you can help somebody else with it. Like, if I know there's a guy around a corner, I'm going to throw my flashbang, like, at the ground, because after it'll pop after a certain amount of time after it hits the ground. Just so it just as it clears the wall, it breaks and doesn't give him a second to look, and I just run and just throw that shit, and I run out backwards, and then as it flashes you turn to shoot him. That's your play, but then you can only do it like as certain people.
And like with CS there's like pixel perfect points to throw those smoke grenades to like launch them exactly in like perfect map spots.
Yeah, it's like,
which I don't think
it's like, stand in this corner and look up at the part, this part of the texture on a palm tree, and then run backwards and throw it.
like that stuff's really stupid and cool.
I learned a bunch of smokes on the old Dust 2, and I used them a bunch in matchmaking, and we destroyed people with just like super basic ones.
Right.
It was awesome.
Yes. But yes, I don't know what else to say. It's cool.
You just like Valorant because it's a game where you can actually get kills. I saw you streaming.
I was smoking it.
For some reason.
I'm pretty goddamn good. I know some people like it, you know, like a CSGO, but I really enjoy Valorant. There's some neat stuff you can do. It's not CSGO, but it's its own thing. You can move around the map.
Does it have a gun game?
No.
Does it have a gun game? I don't think.
No deal.
So, yeah.
But it does have some other stuff that's kind of like CSGO community inspired.
Yeah.
Like the training area has what is basically a climb map from like a Counter-Strike server.
Right. Cool.
And then there's a part where it's like how many of these bots can you kill in like a minute? And like they pop up and they get faster and stuff like that. So it's like helps your aim and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, they got
Does Valorant have the weird like double jump climb system too?
Double
that I never figured out
jump
in Counter-Strike and stuff.
I wouldn't know what that is, so I can't answer that for you.
Feel like Half-Life and Counter-Strike had a weird thing where you can climb on boxes, but you had to do a specific jump.
Oh, crouch jump.
Pattern or something. Crouch jump.
Crouch jump.
Can never get it right.
I really did.
No, I can never get it right. Like, sometimes it would work, but I'd just be jumping in front of a box like a dumbass.
I have no idea. But I got cool characters. Do you like dashes? We got a dash lady. Do you like guy who can lay down like TVs and stuff like that? Not TVs, cameras.
The characters look boring.
That's I was just gonna say, at least the other models, at least cool and
they're
the
pretty
skins,
neat.
Because
I like some of them.
They're better than like the characters in Crucible or like Battleborn or whatever, but they're kind of blah.
What are the purchasable skins like? Is there a Battle Bunny lady?
I've not looked at the purchasable skins.
How many lewd skins are there so far?
I don't think there's any.
Goodness.
I think there's only gun skins right now.
Yeah, there's only gun skins. And you can kind of unlock all the characters and stuff, which is cool. So nothing's really hidden. Yeah, I think it's only gun skins right now. There's some nice gun skins. Do you like the color red? There's a gun skin for you. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, just red. Saying. Red. Cool.
It's called the Lux Collection. There's a lot of guns. One of them is...
How much is the red colorway?
Red colorway? 875 Valorant points.
Riot points? Oh, Valorant points, sure.
Yeah. Of course.
What is that in real money?
850 in real money is like... $10?
Notice how he said A, notice how he said a gun skin is $10, and B, notice how $10 gets you 850, not 875, yeah. The amount you need. Yeah, that's how Riot gets you.
No, actually, it's 950, I apologize.
Oh, okay.
So you can buy that gun skin, and then you have, a pittance left over, which is some usually bullshit the way it is. I'm not going to fight this fight.
I'd rather spend $80 for a Miku outfit.
Wow.
Yeah, same.
Wow. I won't fight you on that. But also, I'm not going to try to fight you on Valorant either. But I think it's really cool.
Yeah, because I won't download it or play it ever.
But I like it a lot. It's fun. I shoot people in the head. I got really good. I'm pretty good now. I feel like I'm getting better. I feel like my aim's finally at a place where I feel like I can shoot somebody. So that's all I care. That's all I care about. Jake, how's Tarkov doing?
It's okay.
There was a wipe, I heard.
There was a wipe. Yep.
People got wiped.
Last week. Server wipe. So
wipe out.
Everybody starts back at nothing. All your levels are reset. Ooh, all your skills are reset. Your stash is cleared out. Your hideout is reset.
So wait, what skills? What are the skill? What's the skills in Tarkov? I've never heard of that.
No, there's persisting levels and shit for all your skills. Like, you get more strength if you throw a lot of grenades, or your stamina is better if you sprint around a lot. Your stamina use will be more efficient and shit like that.
I never knew Tarkov had that. Was that from early on?
No, from the start. Huh. Yeah. And there's missions and stuff too, so there's more to it than.
Did they do this wipe with a whole bunch of changes, like a new patch or something too, or?
They've been doing kind of more periodic patches as of late, and some of those have had actual fairly big updates in them and more content and stuff, but. There's probably some, and I'm just completely forgetting them.
I was just wondering if there was a big, huge reason for why they had this wipe.
Because everybody gets to a point where everybody is has endgame gear, and it's basically impenetrable for any new players to come in.
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah, okay.
And I don't know. It's just because it's still early access, and they're still trying to just kind of. They need to see what their changes are having, what effect their changes are having on the early game. So every now and then they just restart everybody. But people look forward to it because they're like, hell yeah, it's coming. I won't have all this awesome shit. It'll stuff will actually matter again. Because people were going into fights. It's none of this shit matters. I've got 50 million rubles. So I can just go buy more shit and just go. But, man, early wipe, you kill someone and they got, a whole bunch of stuff on them, you know that matters. And you know that guy's fuck.
The cruelty really
Yeah. And then it hits harder when you die because it's oh, am I going to get some of that back? Probably not. Fuck.
Yeah, because you probably can't afford insurance or whatever yet.
Or somebody's going to take it if I have insured it.
Some point I want to check out Tarkov too, but it seems cool.
Well, maybe you should get in while everything is reset.
Right, that should be the right time.
I have found that I take fights with a bit more confidence. I don't know if it's just that I know people don't have insane gear.
Right.
Right, and they're not way leveled up ahead of you.
Right, somebody's not rolling around customs with a fucking Alten helmet that has inch thick acrylic and the rest of it's metal and like level 5 armor and a M16 with a 50 round drum mag and shit. Maxed out strength. And it's like, fuck, man. I got this AK that they gave me for free at the start.
Huh. Yeah, I guess maybe. I don't know. Someday I'll check out Tarkov. That seems cool, but not right now. But maybe.
You didn't even get like barely into Soccer Wars, yeah. So.
Listen, there's a lot of games right now. That I gotta get through before more games come out.
You never finished Trails in the Sky either when you were racing with Pop. So.
Mary, why are you crushing me here?
How's Kingdom Hearts 3 going?
I completed Kingdom Hearts 3,
oh,
sir.
Oh, you did? Okay, sorry.
We're up on that one.
I take that,
my now. Friend. That's
did
not...
you get Final Fantasy VII Remake?
I did, also. You missed that one.
Is that
it's
done?
Good.
You done with that?
Cooked it.
Yeah, you are done with that. You did
that one. Smoked it. Smoked it.
Because he got it.
Yep. Kingdom Hearts, done. Very good. Very excited. Everything's going great. They're making a Kingdom Hearts TV show. You hear that shit? In the news category? All right! Yeah.
A CG TV show for like Disney Plus or whatever.
No thanks.
The key is kindness. The key.
The key is like $8 a month.
I hope it ends up looking like that shitty, terrible Donkey Kong Country TV show. And
yeah,
you have to suffer through
awesome.
That.
Yep. Yes, it probably will.
I wonder if the TV show won't make any fucking sense either.
No.
Probably.
Absolutely not.
You have to play the Game Boy Advance version of the game. Not that one, the other one. I don't know how many there are, but...
Like 10, right?
Well, there's the phone game where they delayed like some big, huge story
thing. You gotta play
the
phone game to understand the TV show.
Coming out for it, yes. You actually do have to
you
play,
do
the,
have
phone
to play the phone
game to understand Kingdom Hearts 3. Yep. It's funny.
Very important, actually critical. To the story of Kingdom Hearts 3 is the phone game. Cross kingdom, cross something. I don't know what it's called. Cross.
It's like the Greek letter X, like chi or something.
Cross chi.
Yeah. Right, I remember that.
It's a nightmare. Don't get into Kingdom Hearts. It's a nightmare out here. But
done.
news. Much like that Kingdom Hearts news. Is that, you know. BlizzCon got canceled.
Surprising nobody.
Nobody's surprised at that. Blizzard having a rough go of it.
Yeah.
What's going on over at Blizzard right now? Not a lot of good.
They're considering digital options, they said, but that does. I mean, they're probably not going to do a traditional BlizzCon. Oh, sure. I bet they do want to sell some kind of
digital
ticket,
tickets.
Though,
so
because people
yeah.
buy those. You get, like, an exclusive Overwatch skin or whatever the hell. Yeah. I do want to play Diablo 4, but I'm not going to pay, like, $40 for some Blizzard digital ticket that comes with World of Warcraft pets or whatever the fuck.
But, Mary, you can finally have a kangaroo pet. Don't you want a kangaroo pet?
No, I don't want to play World of Warcraft ever again. Okay. I've had enough. It was fun going back to Classic for like a couple months, but that was it.
Yeah, aside from that, you know, there's news, changes moving, announcement events coming up. I made a calendar of those.
You should link the calendar in the chat,
I should.
By the way.
I will.
Yeah.
God, oh god, oh god, oh god, what did I just do? Oh no. Okay.
I got it.
Okay.
Well, I can tell you what'll be added to the calendar.
Go ahead, tell me what to be
you
added.
Already did.
Added.
Sony is going to show some PS5 games on the 4th of June.
At 1 p.m. It's on the calendar. It's
Pacific.
One.
Oh, Pacific.
You should,
yeah, did
you
get that?
Pacific. What's that, 3?
If you're doing Eastern time zones, I think it is 3. Yeah.
No, it should be 4. 3 hours.
Yeah, 3 hours.
I know it's 2 hours later for Central. And yeah, 3 hours Eastern for Eastern. Is another hour.
So before. Okay. So there's the PS5 event. Who's ready to see the future of video games? Woo. Thursday.
Eh.
On the trash day that we all praise. Who's ready for?
I mean, if they show some exclusive stuff that they haven't announced yet, like a Bloodborne 2, per se, or whatever, I would be interested in that, but eh. I mean, hopefully it'll be better than that Xbox gameplay reveal. That wouldn't be hard to do.
Is there any plan for another one? Because I remember they said, are they doing them monthly, or what is it? When's the next one?
I'm not sure when the next one is, but the next one will have Microsoft first-party titles, including Halo, so Halo Infinity. So, yeah.
I'm trying to find, like, an article with, like, games that could be coming to the PlayStation 5 rumors. I mean, the Silent Hill stuff has been out there for a while. We've been talking about that.
Well, Kojima actually had an interview recently, and he's like, I'm not involved in any of that, so that rumor has been shot down, at least.
Isn't Death Stranding out on PC soon? I feel like it was, like, around now.
It was supposed to come out the beginning of this month. It is now coming out the beginning of... Or, no, it's supposed to be out the beginning of June. Now it's going to be out the beginning of July.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Confirmed.
I keep thinking it's almost June, but it's not. It's, like, tomorrow.
It is almost June.
True.
Well, I think it's like already here. It isn't.
It's already here. I don't know what else. I don't know what could surprise me. I don't know.
Knack 3.
Yeah, that would really shock. Really shake things up a little bit. A little knack. Every console has to have a knack.
But yeah, they're probably not going to show that much. I think they said it's going to be like an hour, though. So that's quite a bit of time to fill. If it actually... I don't know. I guess we'll see. But yeah, now that they know what people actually want from a gameplay reveal, hopefully they won't make the same mistakes that Microsoft did.
Here's my... Bold gamble. That'll probably not happen. Marvel vs. Capcom 5.
Okay. That's crazy and definitely not happening, but I mean, love it.
Yeah, well, 1,000% not happening.
Now that they're not making a new Street Fighter anytime soon, that does give them room to make another versus game, I would say. I want to see... I saw rumors that, like, Square is going to show, like, part 2 of the FF7 remake sometime soon.
That makes sense.
Kind of makes
that
sense.
That doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to believe.
It can be both, Jake. They can show it off and it can also not exist.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Schrodinger's Final Fantasy. Yeah.
I mean, they showed, like, the first signs of the real remake at a Sony event, so...
This isn't the real remake?
Well, it ended up they not being the real remake because they swapped development studios. Like, it was going to be made by CyberConnect, and then they're like, no, we're going to make it. Never mind. So, but it actually came out, and I did play it, and I beat it, so... I don't know. I would still be super excited if they showed something from that. If they show, like, the new characters, like Vincent and Yuffie, and oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
I would be freaking the fuck out.
We would
out.
Record another time we freak out about Final Fantasy VII during an E3 thing. That'd be fun. I don't know. There's, like, they burned it with doing Final Fantasy VII and then doing also Shenmue. I can't think of, like, one big game I'd be like, oh, shit, they announced Skate.
I mean, people would be freaking out if it was Silent Hill Japanese developers.
Even thinking about that, I don't know how you translate Silent Hill now. Like, if you just made, like, a modern Silent Hill, like, you know? Like, you kind of got to do the PT thing now, right? Of, like, sort of changing it a little bit.
if they show, like, the world transitioning from the normal world to, like, the Silent Hill, like, hell world with the sirens and, like, the walls rotting off and it looks like the fucking movie, that could be super impressive if it's done in real time.
Sure. I would just want to, like, I'm thinking gameplay-wise more than anything.
Well, you could have, like, the player character moving around while that shit is happening, and it would be pretty cool. Then they show Pyramid Head, and then the end. Yeah.
It's Pyramid Head.
Everybody on the internet cheers. Nobody can hear them.
Yeah, exactly.
What other studios do PS5 usually shore up besides, like, Sony Japan and Santa Monica?
Santa Monica.
That one? Yeah.
Sony Santa Monica. Naughty Dog? But
nobody's going to mention Sony Band. I see how it is.
I really can't think of, like, yeah, I'm with Albie. I don't really know what a crazy coming to PS5 launch announcement game would be for me.
Jet Moto 5.
Yeah. A big surprise that they have. It could be like, they're making a new Uncharted.
Which is obviously not like IP. Bioshock. Maybe Bioshock. Bioshock.
Okay, sure.
If it looks fancy enough, I
think Bioshock is a little too on the nose for the current climate of the world. True.
That's an interesting question. I'm looking at all these things right now, and I'll tell you this. There's a lot of lists out there by random websites, including this one that is like, even though I have not zoomed it in, is zoomed in way more than it should be. That's just all like Godfall. That's cool. Paradise Lost.
This is stuff that's already been announced or whatever, though, right?
Cyberpunk, I mean, yeah, it's all.
There, one thing that was neat about the Microsoft thing was they did show a lot of games. Like, maybe they had technically been announced, but I hadn't heard of them. Right. So.
Like, say what you all about third party and it not being, like, crazy names, like, high-profile names, but they showed, like, some of those are going to be launch games. I don't think all of them are, but at least like they're trying to stack third-party shit compared to like what happened with the PS4 launch where you had like Killzone, Rezogun, and...
Killzone. They launched Clank. PS4 to Killzone. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Like, no one cared.
Right.
So no new Killzone reveal, as you're saying.
Well, shit, I was getting all excited about Killzone. That was the one I was looking for.
Nobody has ever gotten excited about Killzone, ever.
Yeah.
I mean, they did rip off the designs of those soldiers from Jinro, like the anime, and that was kind of cool, but I was
the
about
Hellgast.
It. Yeah, God.
What a great name.
The Hellcast. That's all I got news wise, folks. I mean, you do anything, so there's not much else going on right now. Calendar wise, though, it's gonna get hot and heavy. That IGN Expo is coming up and starts on June 4th as the kickoff event.
Yep.
New Games Expo, too, which is like a Japanese focused event.
New Games Expo is during that. Future Game Show, PC Gaming Show, Indie Live X. There's like so many fun events. Torchlight 3 gameplay reveal on the 18th. Marvel Avengers is still a game. So many wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that thing.
I
whatever
forgot.
The fuck that thing is.
We're going to finally know what that is on June.
I don't think they're going to tell us what it is.
I've heard from people that like saw E3 demos that it's like a weird kind of Destiny-like.
I've heard that as well.
Instead of having like a hunter class or whatever, you're Iron Man or some shit, and then you gain armor parts or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I have heard that as well.
And it's multiplayer. So,
online multiplayer. Let's do these raids and fight the Red Skull.
yeah, let's run through this level over and over again and get loot or something. Yeah, basically Anthem. Yeah, it's going to be like Anthem. Thank you, Rapid.
There's the game I would be surprised to see at the PlayStation 5 event. The updated Anthem, like some kind of like big picture pitch.
I would be surprised to see like anything from EA or BioWare at all. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like all hands on deck for that Anthem thing, so... And Dragon Age was, like, off.
All five hands that work at the Austin studio. Like, not working on Star Wars The Old Republic. Yeah.
Fair.
They have a very small team working on it right now. I do not envy them.
No. Nor do I. Well, I asked you guys, what was your favorite moment? We've had 200 episodes. We're coming to the end here. Coming to the end of the 200th episode of Realms of Baghdad. What was your favorite moment? Looking back, you can take a moment if you did not think about it. If you did not do the homework.
I have like a dumb one. Great. Remember when we did Cow's Day for some reason?
And I have that.
It just jumped into my mind for some reason.
And I have that prepared for you right now. In fact, it was something I had done a little.
Oh my God. I'm
Cow
shocked.
Of the Day. Cow of the Day. The cow of the day is Ramagagalo. Ramagangelo. Ramagambalo.
Donatello.
Donatello. The ancestor of the breed Ramagagalo. Romagnaglio. Were the Boeus Primus Precatarius, a wild ox which lived in the Italian peninsula, and a great extent. And to a great extent from the Numbrilius something.
You need to link this so we can make sure you're not making this up.
Cannot you believe you guys remembered Cow of the Day?
My favorite moment was when you shooed your dad away.
I really love
Yep, that was good.
He's a major part of this podcast. He can hear everything you all say. He loves the show. Big fan. Yeah.
Oh, this is all from Texas A&M.
Thecattlesite.com.
All this stuff. You didn't read the statistics?
Okay, we're like getting
the
there.
Vital cow stats?
Vital cow.
Falling down on the job.
Statistics about Ramaglio. It's a good maternal. It has good maternal instincts. Great motherly instincts. Plenty of rich milk. Quality, fine-grained, tender beef. Yummy. Heat and cold tender tolerance. A foraging ability. It's very adaptable as well. It's distribution. Today, the breed is present in Great Britain, Ireland, North and South America, Australia, New Zealand, and Africa. You can recognize the breed because it's white.
At the very beginning of this article, is it the only kind of white cow? Pronounce the breed name. It's Romanola.
Romanola.
What was the very first stab at that you took?
Romelagio. I got to the middle of that and went like, oh, we gotta go up, and then that's all. We're just gonna
roll with it. The other one I thought of was. When your internet crapped out, and then you went and watched football with your dad, and it came
fucking goddamn
it, rejoined you to the call, and we're just like looking at you, like you and your dad
laying on the couch just watching football. Don't blame me when the internet went out. That's goddamn it. Fair.
That's pretty good.
Fair. Hurtful. Fair. Anything else? Anybody else has a wonderful memory?
I liked it when we did the Splatoon, like, contest.
Splatoon? Like, right,
ketchup or mayo or whatever.
The Splatfest. That was good.
Splatfest.
Yeah, Splatfest. I loved the Splatfest. Remember that time we recorded one episode of a podcast called Seen Anything Good Lately, where we watched Akira, and then never recorded another one of those until me and Zach took it over?
Well, like, then we started doing the anime podcast, sure. So, yeah. Rest in peace. I don't know. It's been a while since we've done the anime podcast, so... I don't know, with the way the anime industry is right now, like, everything is getting fucking delayed to at least October. Everything is all fucked up.
That's true.
I don't know.
You could come back on the anime podcast and just talk about old anime, DJ. There you go.
Yeah, I'm back in it.
You're back in it.
We did watch all of Haruhi or whatever a while ago, and that was fun to talk about.
The good one or the fucking atrocious one?
Not the shitty one. Good. It was, yeah.
Not the shitty one. No, never. Never again.
Not the Nagato Yuki disappearance or whatever. Not the movie, but yeah. That season that shouldn't have existed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just... most of my memories of the show are when we do, like, dumb bullshit that barely revolves around video games.
Video games are really secondary.
You guys enjoy that.
My favorite moments is the start of the show to see how long I can bullshit before Jake kind of just gets annoyed and... try and force his dad into make us move on. It's always good.
I love that.
Are you talking before we record or like as we start the show?
Kind of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
We just kind of sit around and do fucking nothing. And I'm like, are we, come on, let's go.
Are we doing a podcast or? No. We're just sitting here. I mean, that's really what this show should be at a certain point. And maybe come is just us sitting in a room.
And you guys being fucking late and shit all the time.
Yeah, do you want to start with, like, I'm blow-drying my
hair? Yeah.
None of the people know, but I'm almost always just half-nude blow-drying my hair at the start of this.
I'm usually ready, but shit on my end is broken a lot of the time. So I'll be like,
nah, Mary's
let me
always
restart
on
my computer.
I mean, technical issues aside, Mary's always ready to go.
Always ready to go. I'm trying to remember any other memories I have that don't involve
getting
hilarious
dunked on.
Getting dunked on all the time. God damn it.
I guess that's the main memory we have.
Damn it.
Yeah. It's the thing that connects us all together is dunking on you, Albie.
that's the game. I also still have all the images I've used for this podcast just sitting on my drive. Hundreds and hundreds of them. So many fucking pictures of, like, stupid Nintendo characters falling out of helicopters.
With, like, poorly photoshopped faces.
Yeah, lots of poorly photoshopped faces. A hobgoblin for some reason. I don't know what the fuck is in this folder. There's a lot of weird shit. Here's Romcast 69. It's just a picture of that time I got gold something in CSGO. That is my favorite memory. I've got whatever it is, gold rank in CSGO. That's my favorite.
Pedez helped with one of his clips, and some good memories is when Thaldin just gets like demon voices.
Okay, sure.
His microphone.
The demon voice.
That
classic.
Yeah, when there was ghosts in his computer after he was messing with voice meter.
Oh yeah.
Randomly do that.
I forgot Zach was on the podcast.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Oh my goodness, Zach. Oh, I gotta send that to him later. Oh my god. Oh, that's too funny. I mean, oh man, I should just compile all these into a clip show. That's what I should do for 200. There you go. We got an idea on doing that.
Clip show.
Yeah, add a little upload a YouTube video of just all these little clips. They're goofy.
Oh, right. When we used to hang the bed sheet here rather than my green screen.
Yep.
Just get a bed sheet and hang it. I don't know. Can anyone see? Let's see. It's just my, like, fucking... One time it turned on. Nobody saw that. It turned on when it was just spinning. Oh, fuck. What a great time. Okay, folks. 200 episodes. Congratulations, everybody.
Hooray. Yay. We didn't quit.
We didn't quit. Yeah. Pat yourself on the back. I can't really even do it. The suit jacket doesn't allow a lot of upward movement, but that's all suit jackets. Well, that's it. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
200 more. Dun.
Are we going to plug any of the stuff?
Oh, yes. Thank you for reminding me. We're on Spotify now. You can check us out on Spotify. All the episodes should be up that the RSS links to, which I still haven't figured out the RSS thing, but that's an entirely different story. On iTunes? Doesn't exist anymore.
iTunes is not a thing anymore.
Yeah. It's not a thing anymore. I forgot about that completely.
It hasn't been a thing for a few years now.
Yeah.
Romsbag@gmail.com is the email address. You can find us every single week. Sundays, usually, kind of. We'll let
Sundays,
you know if it's not. It's...
Yeah. 1 p.m., 1:30-ish Pacific.
You know, we're here when we get here.
Yeah.
We go for stuff. Romsbag.com. Is it .moe? Okay, that's our website.
Does that still work?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good, because I own that, and I don't know if I've paid that in like a year now.
I just had to renew our site back in April, I think.
Last podcast on isit.moe, anime of the year, 2019. Classic. Go listen to that. It took so long to record an episode.
I know.
What else? Anything else? You can find us on Twitter. At Romsbag. You can find me at Twitter. I'm down. I'm posting about stuff there. I post pictures of flowers primarily. Flowers, rabbits, trees, bugs. These are the things I post about.
I just post dumb shit. Don't follow me on Twitter.
Don't follow me on Twitter.
I don't even post anymore. I just use it to stalk people.
Yep, absolutely.
I've been muting a lot of people on Twitter lately.
Been getting a lot of follows lately from like, I don't want to say here. There's been a lot of people following me that work in industries that I cannot condone on this podcast, but they've been following me for some reason.
Why not? And so far you don't know you don't know. I think they're using that as like a joke kind of cover type thing.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anyone else have anything to say? 200 episodes? Anything else? Any final thoughts? Final questions? Final statements? Final inquiries?
Nope.
I need to play more video games.
Well, I know that.
So we should end it.
Adios. Have a wonderful night. Look forward to that tribute video too.
Yeah. But
keep waving.
Okay.
Never stop waving.
Never stop waving.